From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Cairns. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In today's podcast, I sit down with Mark Westgaard, founder of WS Forms, and we talk all things forms and about his product. Sit back, relax, grab a drink, and enjoy the podcast.
This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Hey, everybody, Rob Cairns here. In today's podcast, I'm here with my good friend, Mark Westbury, founder of WS Forms. How are you today, Mark?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining me today. One of the questions I always like to start off a podcast for people who don't know others is, how did you get into WordPress and what's your WordPress origin story?
Well, so I've had an agency for about 26 years, building websites and software and things like that for clients, and got into the WordPress space. I guess we started using that as a platform about 6-7 years ago. And we were using WordPress primarily as a content management platform for our clients. So we would build themes from ground up. Then later on, I was working on licensed software and used to actually run a wedding company. We used to do wedding websites and wedding planning. We white labeled that to the bridal industry. I worked with people like Condé Nast and Wedding Bells out of Canada and several other bridal publications, and wanted to get back into that licensing game more recently. So about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided to start building a WordPress plugin. So my interest in WordPress went from, you know, being a regular user and a developer for it to actually developing a plugin as well. So so really it's, you know, come from being an agency owner and also a software license developer.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you jumped into the form space, and that's a pretty crowded space, wouldn't you say?
It is, yeah. In fact, Carl from Gravity Forms yesterday did a post, did a tweet saying that he said there was about 50,000 form plugins out there. So
yeah, it's tweet.
If that's a crowded space, you know, he sure had a stat for it. But yeah, we got into that space as a developer. We wanted to be able to develop forms quicker. We wanted them to be more accessible. There was a lot in the form space that we wanted to improve on. So like fools, we started developing WS Form. And here we are 4.5 years later. But we're pleased with the output. So yeah, that's basically why we jumped into it. And you're right, it is a very crowded space. There's a lot of established brands out there. So it's definitely been more of a challenge than we anticipated, but it's going well, I'm pleased to say. And we've got a lot of interest, particularly from the developer community who want more complex forms, people that are doing development for customers that have a fairly specific requirement. That's a kind of a niche area that we've fallen into quite well. We work with a lot of the page builders as well, such as Oxygen, Bricks, and people like that.
Yeah. And integrations, I think, is, you know, I was saying to you a couple of weeks ago, integrations is like your strong point. Having running the product, I would say you probably have more what I call ease of use integrations than any other product out there, in my opinion. So that goes a mile for me, because then you're not running around worrying about this API and that API. It's all the big ones are there, and that's For me, that's a big deal. So, well done.
Yeah, we've got about 65 integrations, and we also have the ability for people to integrate with Zapier and a few other ways of integrating, you know, such as writing WordPress hooks or pushing to a custom HTTP endpoint. But one of the things that we've done with our integrations has been to really go bi-directional with that integration and also make it very easy to build forms for an integration. So, for example, MailChimp, you can just go to templates, click on one of your mail lists, MailChimp lists, and it'll actually create a form for you. So it'll put in all your custom fields, it'll add your interest groups, et cetera, et cetera. And the form is ready to go. You just place it on a page and it's ready to integrate with MailChimp. And then likewise, being bi-directional, you can also populate the form with data from MailChimp. So if it knows the email address of the user, it'll go off to MailChimp, pull their details down, and you can effectively create an edit profile form for MailChimp or any of the other integrations that we have.
That makes life a lot easier. Now let's jump into forms in general. So most people say forms, and I'll tell you what comes to mind right away, a contact form.
Right.
It's like, let's throw it on a contact page.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, well, why should I bother spending the money on just a contact form when I can go use something like Contact Form 7? No, thank you, in my opinion. But, you know, there are people who do that.
Yeah.
What would be, besides a contact form, in your opinion, the number one use for using a form on a website?
I mean, yeah, so you've got your regular contact us form. You've got forms for generating leads, such as for landing pages with, you know, maybe you're running a Google Ads campaign or any kind of online campaign, maybe some Facebook ads or whatever. So having a form that that marketing leads to is a very popular use of forms. Support forms, I mean, it goes on and on and on. We have a template library of over 100 different templates of different forms that people use. We have people using it to choose a position on a map. We have people using it as a calculator, for example. So we have maybe a mortgage calculator, loan calculators, hire purchase agreements. These are all things that you can do with a form plugin. And we have templates out of the box that enable you to do that very easily. Just, again, single click, and then you can modify it to do whatever you want it to do.
Yeah, and those are kind of thinking out of the box a little bit, I think. You know, those of us who design websites, that's not uncommon, but the average user looks at that and said, a form plugin for that? And I say,
right.
I mean, one use that comes to mind right away is building a quiz on a form.
Right.
And I recently had a guest on, and we talked about quizzes, Ty and I, and one of the things people don't realize about the value of quizzes is it's a great way to segment your list real quickly in a hurry.
Because if you know
exactly what people are interested in and how they're in, then you know exactly what types of emails to send them. So
User profiling is definitely another good use case as well.
What is your, as far as you can tell, what's your most popular integration at this point?
I would say our post management and user management, which are actually integrations with WordPress. So those enable you to build a form and then have the content of that form create a post or any kind of custom post type in WordPress. We have a lot of developers using those. Another one of the popular extensions we have is our WooCommerce extension. So that enables you to create a WooCommerce product and put one of our forms on that product. So an example of using that might be customizing a t-shirt, for example. So you could choose the color, choose the text or image on the t-shirt. And that's something that our WooCommerce extension can do. So that's actually a really popular extension that we sell. And then it kind of falls into all of the popular integrations with email marketing platforms, CRMs, and other third-party systems such as that. So, but yeah, the actual WordPress side of things is probably the most popular extensions that, I mean, popular add-ons that we sell.
Yeah, as you know, I'm a ConvertKit user. I'm a HubSpot user.
Yeah.
What I would say is they run seamless with both of them. Right. So it works really easy.
Yeah.
And I'm actually working with the Woo integration on a project right now. So it seems to be going really, really well, actually. It's amazing when I look at software products, and having been in technology for 30 years, many of them, the more the add-ons, the more complex the product gets. And one of the things I find with WS Forms truly is it doesn't seem to matter which add-on you use, the simplicity is still there.
Right, yeah. And that's been – so what, you know, one of our goals with WS Form was the whole no-code movement. Mm-hmm. You know, we do enable people to do coding around WS Form for sure. If you want to plug into hooks and other things that we have, that's definitely possible. But one of the key things we've tried to do is to make – building forms, or in some case, you know, some people actually call WS Form an app builder now because it just does so much.
Yeah.
But we've tried to make that process as quick and easy as possible. And we've tried to include as much of the functionality that people need into the product itself without them having to do the coding. Mm-hmm. So, for example, repeatable sections where you could perhaps have the ability for people to enter one or more people onto a form. So first name, last name, age, whatever you need. In some form plugins, that can be quite a bit of code that you have to add to make that work. And with WS Form, it's literally a checkbox. So that's all done for you. The conditional logic works, the calculations work. It's just ready to go out of the box. So we've really tried to go the full way to make these systems as easy as possible to implement. And a lot of the functionality in WS Form is literally just a checkbox to get it to work, you know, such as adding select to a select dropdown to introduce that functionality, or setting up a Google Maps. Very, very simple. Just put the key in and it does everything else for you.
Yeah. And I'm at the point in my career, and I think you know this about me, I've done my share of coding, and I don't want to code anymore. I'd rather leave it up to developers like yourself to do it, because
I'm
at the point where it's not that I can't write CSS code. It's not that I can't write JavaScript code. I just don't want to. So
I think that's the way the industry's gone in general, right? So 20, 30 years ago, we were writing machine code. Then we had BASIC. Then we had other programming languages. Then we introduced web interfaces. And we're now at a point where people really just want to be able to drag and drop and build things very, very easily with tools that are already doing all that coding for you in the background. Mm-hmm. We've recognized that, and that's why we've built WS Form the way it is. And that's really where our focus is just on a very simple interface to develop seemingly complex forms.
Yeah. Are you working on any new integrations for WS Forms at this point in time?
Yeah, we are all the time. We've actually got quite a big following in Europe, and hence we're going to be sponsoring WordCamp Europe in Porto this year. But we're finding that a lot of people in Europe have specific payment plugins that they want to work with, so we've got some new payment plugins coming. And we've recently introduced some integrations for some email marketing packages that are quite popular in Europe. It's quite interesting just seeing how different those markets are from the US market. You know, you kind of assume that MailChimp is big in every country, but there are actually some quite big email marketing companies in Europe that people are using. So it's been interesting learning about those markets and making sure that we get integrations put in place for them. So we're constantly looking at new integrations to add to, and we really listen to our customers. So it's really up to them to tell us what they need. And we've got a list of integrations that we're working on as a result of feedback that we've had.
That's really good. And of course, working in Europe is, especially for Forms product, is a little more complex because of things like GDPR and the EU. Yes. And that just adds complexity times 100 as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And we've been GDPR compliant since day one. And we've also, we're one of the few plugins out there that actually integrates in with the GDPR functionality that's within WordPress that a lot of people don't realize is there, such as data deletion requests, data erasure requests, and data export requests as well. So those are things that you can actually do in WordPress and our forms link up with that functionality to initiate those requests.
Yeah, and I truly think GDPR type laws are going to end up everywhere.
It's happening.
I think the US is kind of going to be one of the last holdovers in that game, I think a little bit in parts of it, but because the US is a little different, it's more up to states than the federal government. And
right.
I know in Canada, there's been heated discussion over it. I know Australia's headed that way as well. So I think the whole privacy movement is changing the way we do this type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, products like Termageddon, for example, are making that easier for people to implement required privacy in terms of use stuff. We're actually integrated in with Termageddon, so you can add their legal content on your form and have that as a section that needs to be approved. So, GDPR is, it's in Europe very, very important, as important as things like form accessibility as well.
Yeah, I so true. Let's go into accessibility. How does WS Forms cope in an accessible website from an accessibility standpoint?
So we're already using WCAG compliant guidelines such as ARIA tags all the way through. We've actually worked with accessibility specialists as well to make sure that our forms read well, with screen readers, for example.
Yep.
So if you've got a screen reader installed maybe in your Chrome browser or whatever browser you're using, we've actually modified the code behind the forms to just try and make it sound as easy as possible when you're keyboard navigating the form. Accessibility is it's just a sensible and a caring thing to do for everybody, not only people that need these accessibility tools, but I think accessibility, when followed properly, will make a form convert better because it's cleaner, it's easier to use, and it's just all round a much better thing to do.
So true. And in a lot of cases, accessibility isn't just a better thing to do to make the web better. In many companies, especially if they're government or nonprofit, it's actually a legal requirement. And people need to remember that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we've made sure that our default colors, for example, are high contrast colors. We're not using kind of pastel tones or anything. We're using colors that are actually recommended by these guidelines. And we have some pages on our knowledge base about how to further improve accessibility on forms. There's a lot more that can be done. For example, one simple example is a lot of people will use a red asterisk to make a field required. Using the word required can actually make a form even more accessible. So there's a lot of tips out there that people can use. We've actually got some tips on our blog as well on how to improve accessibility on a form. And I think, it's, like I said, just all round just a good thing to do from day one. We also have the ability for the user of WS Form to modify the ARIA tags, the labels on fields per field. So there may be some times where the wording in a label through a screen reader doesn't sound quite right. So being able to adjust that is a very useful tool as well, just so that those that are listening to a form as they're keyboard navigating it are able to understand what that field's about.
Yeah. I want to jump into the subject of security. And I know you and I have talked offline about security issues and plugins several times. And we went through a spiel at the end of last year, early this year, where it seemed like every other day there was a form plugin popping up on some security watch.
Right.
And it started with Contact Form 7. They had a terrible time for about 6 months. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was Gravity Forms and Ninja Forms. And I know even my friend Adrian Toby's Groundhog CRM is hit there at one time.
Yep.
How do you answer that when people say to you, why should I run a Forms plugin with all these possible vulnerabilities out there?
Well, I think these security firms that are looking for issues, I think they're a great resource. I think sometimes the the WordPress press can jump on it in the wrong way, in my opinion. I think the way that these companies such as Gravity Forms and Groundhog and anybody else in the WordPress plugin space, the rate at which they respond to those security issues and fix those and release patches is really a good representation of how seriously those plugin companies take it. And on the whole, they all do. You know, they do a pretty good job of releasing patches quickly. And I think that's the way to deal with these security issues. You know, if one comes up, jump on it, fix it, let your customers know and get it corrected. And on the whole, you know, we've had issues where we've had to correct something because of a security issue. All software has bugs in it. There's no two ways about it. And all you can do is jump on it, fix it, and learn from mistakes that you may have made. So, it's sticking with the reputable brands out there on the plugins typically is going to, you know, give you a more secure WordPress site, but keeping those plugins up to date, keeping that core up to date is key. I had a customer the other day who was running a 2-year-old version of WordPress and wondered why the plugin wouldn't work. And I wasn't so worried about the site not working. I was worried about them getting hacked. But, you know, particularly since Ukraine and Russia, there's been a terrible increase in hacking going on. Keeping on top of security is key for sure.
I'm kind of, as you know, I'm kind of a bit of a security junkie and in that space. Yeah. And one of the things I would say to add to what you were saying is I think a lot of it's a trust and a transparency factor too.
Yeah.
So I always look at companies and people say, oh, this form company had a million installs and look at the vulnerability.
Yeah.
And my response to that is, but Microsoft Windows has a patch Tuesday, every Tuesday, first Tuesday of every month, that Windows sits down and updates their security software. And they do this every monthly and people aren't talking about walking away from Windows. So that's kind of my benchmark. And then I say, okay, did the company deal with the vulnerability in a reasonable time? Did the company inform their users they patch the vulnerability when they do? Because we don't want to tell our users we patched it before we do, because that just opens up holes. Yep. And did we communicate properly and did we answer any feedback? Those are kind of the things I look at. And I think one of the things that happens is that with WS Forms, you try and do that. And I think that's really important, actually, versus the let's sweep it under the rug. It will go away. It's not going away. And then you end up in some security company's blog and you know where that goes from there.
I mean, we had a small issue with a cross-site scripting thing within the admin itself. And we fixed it within an hour and released a patch for it. You know, it wasn't a major security issue, but it was brought to our attention. We jumped on it. We made sure it was fixed straight away. I think as long as you're responsive and don't let these things sit there in the background and boil up, then, you know, you're in a good place. But
it's true. And then
there's always going to be security issues across the board. I mean, we have a product, you know, WordPress, that enables you to install plugins from any developer around the world. I mean, there are so many WordPress developers out there developing plugins. You really are trusting a lot of people with your website security. Mm-hmm. Stick with the reputable brands and hopefully they jump on these security issues quickly and promptly.
Yeah, and I think the other issue is too is, you know, when I talk to people all the time, they say, oh, well, Squarespace has no security issues. Wix has no security issues. And I kind of roll my eyes at them and say, none that they have disclosed.
Right.
And disclosure is a big part of it. And then the other big part of it is, and which you kind of alluded to with the person you looked at and the site was 2 years out of date. I don't know how many times I've looked at a site having problems and there's 55 plugins and 10 are being used and they haven't been updated in 3 years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I see it even on the agency side of my business. You know, we do hosting for people, but if they don't have management on that, they just expect it to keep running and maintaining itself, and it doesn't work that way. No, you've got to keep those plugins up to date, and they'll install, you know, File Explorer and goodness knows what other plugins on there, and wonder why someone's managed to get access and they haven't updated it in a year and a half. And leaving a WordPress site and not updating it, the core and the plugins, the longer you leave that, the more of a headache you've got to actually upgrade it when you come to doing it. Yeah. Because you're making such a leap in code that it can even affect the way a theme is working. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, keeping things up to date is key.
Yeah. Currently, your form package uses shortcodes, correct, if I recall that?
Yeah, we have shortcode. We've got an old-fashioned widget if you want to use that. But we also integrate in with a lot of different site builders. So we're compatible with, obviously, with Gutenberg, with Block Editor, Brix, Oxygen, Elementor, Beaver Builder, Divi, and more, I believe. So, yeah, there's various ways of embedding a form on a page.
Yeah, so there's no discrimination there, folks.
No. Yeah, we're friends with everyone.
That's probably a good thing. And also, if somebody's looking to look at your plugin, there is a free version in the repository, correct?
Correct, yeah. We have a light version on WordPress.org, and it has pretty much everything you need to build a contact us form or, you know, a basic information request form. It also includes, it logs all the submissions. So you've got a backup of all the submissions. Maybe if you have an email issue, then you've got, you know, got a good backup there. Plus it has the ability to export those submissions in CSV format. And you get quite a few different field types with that. The pro version has all the field types, obviously, and all the other functionality like conditional logic and calculations and the ability to integrate. But if you're just looking for a straightforward form, then, yeah, we have a light version at WordPress.org.
Yeah. And then the agency version, of course, has all the integrations and what I call everything but the kitchen sink version.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't get the kitchen sink included, but it does include every integration that we've got, all the functionality, and it's unlimited sites as well.
Yeah. Yeah. When, as you've gone down this journey, Mark, and you've kind of looked at this, is there anything you would have done differently?
You know, building a plugin in the WordPress space has been very different from other software licensing that I've done in the past. It's, I love the WordPress community. I've met some of the most amazing people and continue to do so. And the thing I've learned about WordPress is there are just so many people involved in WordPress. There's not just one kind of avenue that you can put your plugin on and then just expect to sell it. Traditional marketing such as, you know, Google AdWords and stuff like that can be tricky with a plugin, particularly with the plugin that we've developed. You know, it does so much. It's very difficult to get across some of its capabilities. Video has been very useful for that. So, in terms of lessons learned, there's been a lot I've learned about marketing the product and how you should market that in the WordPress space. And really, it's about gaining the trust of a lot of people in the industry that have a voice. And building genuine relationships with those people has been key to the growth of WSForm. The WordPress plugin directory has definitely been a challenge for us just because of the way that the algorithm works on that. You know, you do a search for anything on the plugin directory and it's going to show you the plugins that have the most installs. So that's quite a hard space to penetrate as well. I'm interested to see where the kind of paid plugin directory that WordPress is working on goes. So I think that'll be maybe a space that we can get into as well.
It's interesting. And I agree with you. I think the fun of working in the WordPress space is our community. I stress 100%. That. I stress that on this podcast. I stress this online. I think we've got a pretty vibrant and lucky community. I mean, as a whole, it's one of the few communities where everybody kind of talks to everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's always a few clicks, but you're never going to get away with that. I mean, that's
And isn't it great that the WordPress community as well is not only about the technical side of things, but it's also, it's a good support network as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we recognize mental health and things like that. And there's a lot of just general support that's available in our community through people that just dedicate their time to that.
Yeah. A lot of people care about a lot of other people and,
Yeah,
and that makes it a pretty special place as far as I'm concerned. So.
Sure. Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Do you have any interest down the road of developing another plugin?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I have some ideas. I've really tried to focus on this plugin for the past few years just to get it right. You know, customer support for us has been absolutely key in establishing that and gaining that trust with users and getting the positive feedback that we get. So I didn't want to dive off and start one of those other projects if it was going to mean I had to take my foot off WS Form. But yeah, I've got a few things up my sleeve, so watch this space.
That's great, but you're so true about support. I mean, if you don't support, you become known as not responsive. And if you're not responsive in this space, it is hard. And I don't think you have to do 24/7 support. Like, I really don't believe that. But I do believe you got to offer reasonable responses within a given time. And I think...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good responses within a certain amount of time. And we tend to... You know, if somebody comes with us with a bug, we will jump on that bug very, very quickly. And get that fixed, because for some people that can mean a project delay, or it can mean, you know, something's not working on their website. So if we do come across a bug, we tend to fix those very, very quickly. When we receive feedback from users, if it's something that we feel we can implement quite quickly, then we'll do that. We've been known to turn around a new integration in 24 hours. I'm not saying we do that for everyone, but if it's a fairly simple integration, then we have been known to do that, you know. And particularly being the new kid on the block, I mean, we are 4 years old, but we're still effectively one of the newer plugins out there. We've really had to go above and beyond because, you know, we've wanted to. We listen to people. We have a feature request section on our site where we get a lot of ideas from people. And a lot of where WS Form is today compared to when we launched it 2 years ago, two and a half years ago. Is as a result of user feedback that we get. So I think it's really important to listen to people and let them mold the product and determine where the future of it's going.
Yeah, and not treat user feedback as a negative. If more companies would treat user feedback as a positive, they would actually learn something and be able to drive their companies better. I think too many companies treat it as a negative personally.
Yeah. Well, we've certainly had feedback in, you know, just a very simple example in our user interface. We had a save button, and people were annoyed about having to click on the save button, so we made it so you didn't have to click the save button again. But, you know, when you do that, you then eradicate the people that are annoyed with that save button, and your support gets easier. So another thing that we do is when we get a question from somebody, if we can write a knowledge base about it, we'll write a knowledge base and then people can then refer to that in future. We also analyze what people are typing in when they're requesting a support ticket, and we'll fire back suggested knowledge base articles to them to try and get the information to them quicker. So anything that we can do to improve customer support, that's our number one focus, is really on the customer support side of things. Particularly with the type of customers that we have that are building quite complex forms, they'll often write to us and say, look, here's what I'm trying to achieve. Can I do that with WS Form? And we're honest. If there's something that it can't do, then we'll let them know. Nine times out of 10, it can, and we'll give them some advice on how to do that.
That's really great, because that just means you're being attentive to your customers, and that's really important. So
yeah,
that's awesome. For sure. If somebody wants to check out WS Forms, get a hold of you, ask some questions, how's the best way to do it, Mark?
They could go to wsform.com. Obviously, we have a form on there that you can fill out if you've got any questions. If you want to get hold of me, I'm on Twitter. I'm just at Westgard. WS Form is on Twitter as well. It's at WS_form. And you can reach me directly through the website if you want to get hold of me, or if you've got any pre-sales questions, we'll be happy to help out.
Thanks, Mark, for your time, and have a great day, and make sure you check out WS Forms.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
This episode of the STM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com.
A very special thank you to Mark Westgaard for joining me on this edition of the STM Show. Make sure you check out his Forms plugin for WordPress, WS Forms.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the STM Show. The STM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.